All right. He is Extra Bags. He's now the beat writer once again for the Bay Area Newspaper Group. And my baseball guy, always glad to have you on the show.
Thanks, Marty. Good to be on with you.
All right, let's talk a little Giants baseball as we kind of evaluate where we are so far, kind of almost like the midway point here. Only we'll be home in less than 3 weeks of this ball club. And I know, you know, I talk about the mosaic and all the little tiles we put in, and Bochy had his stents, and Romo has a sore arm a little bit, and Pence has the broken arm. But how do you think this camp is going?
Well, I think it's still a little bit of wait and see. The pitchers aren't really stretched out yet. The biggest question, I think, entering camp was having seven starting pitchers and seeing just which of these guys was going to be ready to go, knowing that Kane was coming off two surgeries, Hudson was going to be 40 this year and is coming off a surgery, knowing Bumgarner pitched an awful lot last year, and you know, Tim Lincecum trying to figure out what he was going to look like after working with his father. So, you know, we're still sort of sorting through that. The biggest positive, I think, is that Kane doesn't look like a rehab guy at all. He looks very good. His delivery looks very effortless. The stuff looks pretty good. Ball's coming out of his hand well. And then, obviously, the biggest news we've had so far is Hunter Pence breaking his forearm. And what that does is make them scramble a little bit because they knew they were going to be short in the power department. And now, all of a sudden, I counted up the number of home runs that guys hit in the majors last year that'll be on the opening day roster or a close approximation. And it's something around the 65, 68 range. And Bumgarner hit four of those, and he would rank fifth among those guys. So so all of a sudden you see Brandon Belt now hitting cleanup, or Ishikawa hitting cleanup. And that's going to be interesting to see how Bruce Bochy puts together a lineup, you know, without Pence to start the year.
Yeah, I think for me, maybe that's the biggest question I've seen. You know, you come in, it's a world championship team, and they made it through October in flying colors. You say, gee, the lineup should be somewhat set. I know Sandoval's gone, but, you know, you kind of had an idea where people would slot in. Then all of a sudden, Pence is gone. And as they all said, the Red Barber said, all hell broke loose when that happened. And now you got Pagan maybe hitting third, Aoki at the top of the lineup, McGee somewhere maybe sixth in the lineup. That, to me, is almost the biggest story for me of the camp.
When you look at the Giants, and they were a sub-500 team, you know, for a long time last year. And then, obviously, the only reason they got in the playoffs is because they banked all those wins early, 42 and 21, I think, on June 6th or so. And how did they get to that point? The offense was very home run driven the first couple months of the year. You had Brandon Hicks catching a little lightning in a bottle with him. You had Michael Morris hitting a lot of his home runs early. So, you know, that is a question. Can they bank some of those wins early or find a way to, you know, have those 16, 17 win months or be able to win series? You know, with an offense that isn't going to hit a lot of home runs, and how Aoki does in the leadoff spot is going to be a big factor, I think. And so far, I think you've seen him, you know, as of March 11th, he's got one hit, and that's a bunt single. So they'd like to see him start to pick it up a little bit.
But it was a good bunt single.
Oh, a great one. Really good. Deadened it perfectly. Tim Flannery, if he were here, would be very proud of it.
That brings up another thought, not having Tim Flannery here. Roberto Kelly's at third. We watched him pretty much throughout the whole spring. I think maybe only one person got tossed at the plate so far.
Yeah, Flannery out, Kelly in, one Irishman replaces another. that joke's already old. No, you know what? He had a couple really nice sends and stops early. There was one where he stopped Casey McGee, where I think McGee would have scored. And McGee was even joking afterwards. He says, hey, April, I'm running that stop sign. But you know what? This is a guy who was a very good base runner in his career. He knows the personnel on this team. There's not a lot of turnover here, just Aoki and McGee. So that's really going to help him, I think, because he knows their capabilities. In terms of the wit and witticism, that's, I think, what we're going to miss most about Flan. You know, he had cataract surgery recently, had double vision in the postseason, and he joked with me that it wasn't, you know, when he sent Buster Posey to the plate in Washington, he got thrown out. He said the first Buster Posey was out, but the second one was safe because he saw two of them. He had double vision. So we're definitely going to miss the levity that he brings, but we're going to see him a lot. You know, he's doing a lot of work for Comcast. He's going to be around the ballpark, so that's great.
Andy Baggerly with us, insider at KMBR, and of course now back with the Bay Area Newspaper Group. A couple of things I've found interesting in the camp as well: the fight for the catcher spot, the extra catcher spot, and also how this pitching staff, that maybe that last right-handed reliever in the bullpen.
Well, there's always a few spots, and you never want to go too far down the rabbit hole in mid-March because there's always an injury or something that'll shake out. Well, what makes it a little more difficult for the Giants this spring is they don't have as many guys they can send to the minors. Chiefly, you look at one spot in the bullpen for three guys that are out of options. That would be Machi, who was really fantastic, other than a very brief stretch where he kind of ran out of gas. And George Contos, who's throwing the ball terrific this spring. And then you've got Eric Cordier, who throws an easy 98 miles an hour. And none of those guys can go to the minors without being subject to waivers. So, you know, if everybody else is healthy, including those seven starting pitchers, two of them going to the bullpen, then the Giants are going to have to find a way to make a trade or you know, maybe they can try to trade for an outfielder. They want to give Justin Maxwell a shot to make this team, maybe to platoon with Blanco, get some more power in there, but he hasn't really lit it up on fire offensively either. He's being given every opportunity. So maybe they find a match where they can trade a right-handed arm for a right-handed outfield bat, but you know, those don't just magically appear. You have to have the right match with another club.
No, you're right. As Henry Schulman said, George Contos has looked great and terrific. I like that.
George looks great, and he's pitching well, too.
Thank you, Hank Schulman. All right. Hey, you saw the Dodgers, you saw the Padres, you saw Will Ferrell. This has been quite a week of baseball.
Yeah, you know what? I try not to be the crotchety old sports writer. It was definitely a stunt, but it was to raise money for cancer research, cancer survivors, and awareness. And everybody tried to have fun with it. I think it almost turned into a disaster, Marty, because he was supposed to catch the fifth inning for the Giants. And I guess the helicopter, you know, he was ready to go, but the HBO film crew was in a van and eat a Bell Road, right, to stay off Bell Road. Bell helicopters are good. Bell Road is bad. But by the time that the film crew got there, it was the eighth inning, and he had to DH for the White Sox and catch for the Giants. And you can't do that in the top of the inning when the Giants are the visiting team. You have to do both those things in the bottom of the inning. So they had to cram all that into one little tiny window in the bottom of the ninth. It almost, I think the way I wrote it was almost as big a bomb as Land of the Lost. but they managed to get it all in, and Gene Machi was a good sport with the whole thing. So yeah, it was fun, and you know what? It kind of breaks up the monotony of camp a little bit. So I think at the end of the day, everybody was pretty happy to be part of it.
All right, Andy Bagley with us. One last thought for you. The one at bat this week, I kind of liked Vogelsong and Puig. Looked like a mid-season kind of at bat. Puig won it with a home run, but I don't know, something about that at bat looked to me like, wow, this is baseball.
Well, Vogelsong said he threw a pretty good curveball, too, and he said a good hitter took a good swing. He didn't even mind the pitch. And, you know, Vogelsong is a guy who's always going to be determined, whether it's a spring training game or it's, you know, game five of the World Series or what have you. And people forget that this guy gave up a broken bat two-run single to the last batter he faced in the regular season last year, Rene Rivera, the backup catcher for the Padres. And those two fluky runs pushed his season ERA to 3.996, which gets rounded up to 4. So his bad luck, and this is the guy I think the Giants didn't score in 6 of his last 8 home starts. So he was the guy who wore it on the staff last year. But 185 innings, an ERA of just under 4. He had a very good year, and you know, I think that one of the Giants' best moves of this offseason was to bring him back, because I think they owe it to Tim Lincecum. They feel like they owe it to him to give him a chance to reestablish himself, even though obviously he's pretty far removed from being top flight Tim Lincecum. But he's done so much for this franchise. How they sort of ease off of Timmy now that he's going to be a free agent after this season, how they kind of protect his legacy, that's going to be a big story. That's going to be a big thrust this whole season, I think. But he's going to get the first shot. But you know what? You got to protect yourself, seeing what you've seen from him the last couple years. And you could do a lot worse than Ryan Vogelsong.
Yeah. Oh, Andy, thanks so much. Have a nice few days off, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks, Marty. Appreciate it.
More coming up on KNBR 680, the sports leader.